Hi, loves. I'm Honey Love, and I share my thoughts on music, art, and entrepreneurship. Today, I have Tori Tyson with me of Blowout Hair Studio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Artra.
Hi. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate the stand.
So, how did you start doing hair?
Oh, so when I was younger, I used to do my sister and her friend's hair. But I did not think I would be a hairstylist. That was the last thing in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I used to go down on Greenwood to get my hair done a lot. And I became my cousin's shampoo assistant. Mm-hmm. So I actually was going to nursing school. And I was like, I like hair better. So I ended up going to beauty school. Mm-hmm. And so this makes my 20th year that I've been a licensed stylist. And then 14 years that I own my own business. So That's pretty much how I got started.
Tell us the story when you came home and you told your mama you wasn't going to be in nursing school no more.
Ooh, I forgot about that. I wouldn't even, it's funny you asked me about that because I'll never forget when I told her because she knew I was shampoo assistant for a while. And I really wasn't thinking about doing hair. She was always, go to nursing school. And I like nursing. I love the blood. I was actually a CNA while I was building my clientele up. Mm-hmm. So when I told her, I was like, well, I think I'm going to go to beauty school. She was like, oh, my God. You don't need to do that. And okay, well, if you're going to go, when you get done, you got to go back to nursing school. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm going to beauty school. And so I love doing hair. I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. And she's my favorite client.
Yes.
My faithful client now. And I'm sure she wouldn't change it for nothing in the world as well. So I'm still love doing hair.
So tell me about building clientele, because I think that younger stylists or younger people, when they get into the industry, they don't understand you have to build your clientele. Sometimes you have to work under people so you can build your clientele and so you can learn how to really do stuff, because it's the difference between going to school and then actually doing it in the real world. So how did you build your clientele and how did you stay patient to do that? Because you didn't come up when it was technology. And
I was just getting ready to say I came out when there was no social media. Mm-hmm. So we had business cards, word of mouth, and just advertising yourself. Mm-hmm. And your clients advertise for you. So that was majority of how I built my clientele. Then being reliable makes a big difference. Using good products. I use a lot of great products. I spend a lot of money on my products. And like I said, being consistent with your customers, mm-hmm. being on time. So that's really how I built my clientele. It took me about 3 years before I realized, oh, I got clientele. I was like, oh. And by that time, you know, I was steady coming in. Mm-hmm. So, and I was grateful and always appreciative of it. But the younger people, it's harder to get them to understand that, yeah, you went to school, you got your license. And when you get in the salon, the clients, they're not just going to be standing at your door waiting for you to do their hair. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to trust you. They got to be able to know you're reliable. And they may need a reliable referral in order for them to sit in your chair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I like training and getting, you know, having a new stylist come along to give them ideas. But right now I see it's really hard to, I don't see many stylists like I was when I was coming up.
Eager.
You know how it was as being a shampoo assistant. Yes. And be honest, you was like one of my best ones I had. And so when I see, oh my God, that's my baby. I'm so proud of her because, you know.
What time do you wake up every morning?
I used to get up about 4:35. Mm-hmm. Get to the salon about 5:30 sometimes. Now I don't get there as early as I used to because I've been doing it long enough. I still do about 6, but I start early. They say the early bird gets the worm, and we get out early, but I don't get out any early.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
I just get more heads in because I'm still taking them in. I'm like, okay, come on. So, yeah.
Where did that determination come from? Because I've seen you literally work from, because I would get to work y'all at 7. Tori be there 2 hours before me. almost.
I forgot I did. You started 4:30 in the morning sometimes, on holidays. Yeah, yes, yeah.
For clientele that wanted to be there early.
I just was always liked getting up, and then I always had good clients. They want to come early. They're like, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you had early, you going.
Yes.
Like, so it got one where I just got to be earlier and earlier. I remember going in at 2 in the morning one time to do some hair with people that was coming in from out of town. Of course, now the times have changed, so mm-hmm. I don't start as early. But I've always been up early to go to work. My shift always started early, so, you know, get burned. Early bird, get the worm.
Yes. What would you tell somebody that want to do what you do? You've been in this 20 years.
Be reliable. Work hard. Be humble. Work hard. Work hard. Work hard. Be humble. reliable. Be willing to learn and listen and understand your customers. You know, the community too also will help you in your business too. So that also works out.
Tell us how you got the shop on Greenwood, because I think that's a beautiful story.
Oh, wow. Yes. So, like I said, I was a shampoo assistant for years. Went to beauty school, got my license. Then I worked in a couple other salons. And my cousin, who owned the salon, who I was assistant under, she was getting ready to move out of state. So she's like, you want to buy the shop or do you want to come back? And I'm like, no, let me just buy it. Mm-hmm. And so I actually had dreams of owning the salon before I even owned the salon. Right. It was dreams of the bricks. And, you know, I didn't know why, which led on to now, like, why am I here and everything is connected, you know? So I'm grateful and appreciative of all that. So.
Okay, so you started off, you got it from our cousin.
Right.
And then you've been on Greenwood for how long now? I think it's over 10 years.
Now I've been owning the salon for 13 years. Like right. I said, I started out as a shampoo assistant. That was in 95, 96. Mm-hmm. And then, so I left a little bit, came back. So now it will be over 20 years total of being on Greenwood. Besides going there to get my hair done, you know.
Right. So on social media, we see everything that's going on with the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce. A lot of confusion. And so let's clean that up and clear that up and establish what exactly happened to get us to where we are now.
Well, over the years, Greenwood Chamber is, they consist of 9 board members, so they're supposed to maintain the building, maintain mm-hmm. the businesses that are there. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to serve to the community. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be transparent to the community. Mm-hmm. And over the years, they haven't been transparent.
Right.
They haven't been moving in Black business. And so I've been very, very vocal about it.
Impatient.
And very patient, a lot of tears. Mm-hmm. A lot of missing out on my kids' stuff, you know, mm-hmm. activities. And so with work and trying to maintain a business. And so over the years, they've been harassing me. We've been going back and forth because I've been wanting to hold them accountable. These are our last remaining 2 buildings from the 1921 massacre. Mm-hmm. And the shape that they're in, they should be filled up with businesses,
right?
Particularly Black businesses. Right. It's built to be affordable. You should be able to pay your mortgage, buy a home, take care of your kids, send your kids to college. I should be able to pass the trade on to my daughter and the business still be affordable for her to make a living, mm-hmm. do whatever she want to be, or my little cousin or whoever the case it was. Right. That's what Greenwood was built to be, affordable. So long story short, over the years, the people that we have that's supposed to maintain the buildings haven't been doing what they're supposed to do. And I've been very vocal with the community. And they've been the main reason why I've been able to stay on Greenwood this long, because they've been talking to me every year. They don't want to renew my lease. They want to increase it $1,000. Then they want to increase it $800. Then they want to increase my rent $500. So it's been this back and forth. You can have 6 months and you can have a year. And so recently, they did increase my rent. Mm-hmm. It was up to 15, then it went to 13, 11. And so I did agree to a certain amount, but as before I got was getting ready to set pay it, I found out the other tenants, they haven't had an increase.
Right, it's not
It's not equal. Nobody's been harassed. I've lost business. I've been not been able to get other stylists in there to work, but I love Greenwood. I wanted to be down there, so I did what I, you know, made it work. If it wasn't no high water, y'all come back when it is. I'll call y'all. And luckily, I have good clients who are understandable. If it wasn't no heat, or it's too hot, or there's no parking, you know. So whatever situation, my clients always been understandable, but it's made it, you know, now it's just frustrating on me, which I still love Greenwood. Mm-hmm. I just want who's ever in control to be held accountable and do what's right,
right,
by Greenwood, and the reason why 300 and some people lost their lives and mm-hmm. businesses on there. So that's been my main concern. So now I have until supposed to be January 10th
mm-hmm.
to vacate the premises, because I did not want to do the increase. And when I did do the increase, they just didn't want me there, period. So it's like, nah, we don't want it, but you will take your money, mm-hmm. you know. So, and it's not fair. Everybody else has not had an increase. You charging us $18 to $20 a square foot, and you might move someone else in for 25 cents a square foot.
Right.
You know, so.
What type of impact has that had on your life?
Whew.
Because, I mean, I can imagine that's stressful, like super stressful.
It's super stressful. It's hard on my health. I stay prayed up, so I pray that it don't be bad or anything to where I have to be hospitalized. So, anyway. But I can feel it in my energy. I go up and down in emotions mm-hmm. about Greenwood, because it's serious.
Yeah.
It, to me, it's a big deal. And I would like to keep honor the ancestors who built Greenwood and the mm-hmm. families who died over the land, you
right.
know. So it's important to me. So it's played a toll on my family and me especially. But I stay prayed up. I've been able to push and hang in this long. Right.
So say we do have to leave Greenwood. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Well, I'll probably, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Fuck them busters. I'm Black Wall Street. Yes. Y'all not from here. This is our land. These people who run it, they're not from here. They don't have a clue. They don't even have the
wherewithal,
they don't
experience.
Have the spirit, the energy. They don't have the ancestors' love and blessings. So it's not their land. I'm going to fight to the end. So I really haven't just thought about where I'm going to go. If I do have to leave, which Lord forbid, I probably just do hair part-time and focus on my kids. So.
Oh,
yeah, so.
I'm ready for you to just be chilling.
I know. I mean, I don't know either. I just say that it's in the far back of my head,
right.
But it's there.
But we're gonna keep it going.
Yeah, I want to keep it going, especially because we're coming up on the 100-year
anniversary,
and so it's a big deal. I met so many people over the years, you know, and my business is one of the last two businesses who's been there the longest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
T's Barbershop, they've been there 70 years, but my family, we've been there since 1980, which is 40 years, one of the longest standing business there. So I will be just sick and sad, but I'm going to let God order my steps, and it is what it is.
Yes. What do you want the community to know about where Tori came from, where Tori's going, Greenwood, Blowout Hair Studio, everything?
Well, I would like you to know that I love Black Wall Street. I need y'all's support. I want to thank y'all for y'all's support. Wherever I'm going, y'all going to be there with me. So we shall stay tuned.
Yes. Thank y'all for tuning in. That's Honey Love's Thoughts with Tori Tyson of Blowout Hair Studio.